Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, our special Captain Rollo Kids at Sea program with Steve Pinard in the studio with us from Dana Landing. Mike Lum from the Fred Hall shows. Harold Davis from the one and only Davis Boats on the line. And we're going to hear from Chris Stanley later on, one of the participants in the show. Also this hour, Dr. Barbara Block, the world-famous bluefin tuna expert, will be joining us to talk about that CCA presentation coming up this February 28th, which I believe is Thursday, right?
Yep.
At the Balboa Yacht Club's. Tickets still available for that to go see Dr. Barbara Block and Paul Fishbaum. And that presentation, along with Bill Shedd from AFCO, going to be fantastic. So Dr. Block will be talking more about that and how you can get tickets for that, too. So stay tuned for that this hour. Hey, also want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. This week, some great information in here, but get ready.
Yeah.
Because next week is the big one.
The big one's coming.
The big one's coming. Next week is the big, huge Long Beach Fred Hall issue. But this week, pick it up. Next week, bring the truck.
Yeah, next week, bring bend your knees when you pick it
up. Yeah, for sure. Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information.
Hey, remind you, if you want to get through and participate in this hour, Let's Talk Hookup, we want to hear from you. There's two ways you can be a part of the show this morning. Again, with our local line, that's 858 area code 457-1090, or call us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. And don't forget, one lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to get a full-day trip on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing, coming back, starting their fishing season next Saturday. Exciting times on that San Diego.
Indeed they are. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones. You guys ready?
You got it, man. They're packed up. Why don't we start this one off with Gus, who's calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yo, guys. Yo, everybody.
Hi, Gus.
Good morning, Gus.
I just want to take a little time. I know it's only 45 minutes left in the show, but I have to take a little time to give a special
how much
go
time,
to,
Gus?
TikTok.
To these guys, Harold Davis, Mike Lum, Steve Pinard, yours truly, Pete Gray, and Tim Baker. All of these guys are giants. They just do so much and have done so much that I just want to say a special thank you to those guys that that do what they do, and just say that if I could, I would take my son fishing. But he's kind of a special needs kind of guy and a low-functioning, autistic kind of guy. I can't do that anymore. I'm getting too old. I used to take him out. But I just want to say how important it is to get kids out fishing.
That's so cool, Gus.
Great message, Gus.
And you have been so generous to Captain Rollo's and the Rollo program. Right, Harold Davis?
Yeah, if you don't know, a year ago, Gus actually donated his boat to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. He had a real nice skipjack fly fishing fly bridge, and he donated it, and we sold the boat. And, boy, we raised, there was another 400 or 500 kids and went fishing right there.
That's awesome. Good job, Gus.
That's really cool.
Yeah, thank you, Gus.
Gus, you've been very, very generous to the program, and appreciate all you do.
It's just such a worthy thing to do. That's all.
Well said.
Hey, thanks, Gus.
And real quick, hey, Gus, what you said is 100% right, but let's all keep in mind we have, like, Doug Kern. There's a bunch of people, other people on the board of directors there, too.
Yep.
I mean,
obviously,
Frank and Kathy, Scott Sherman's involved, and there's plenty of people involved on that board of directors, you know, and obviously we have a bunch of new people and So lots of people behind the scenes. So I just did want to make sure that everyone understands it's a lot more than just us.
Yep.
No well, I know that, and I just think it's a great organization, and it's founded on your guys' shoulders, you know. And you're all doing great. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Gus. Good appreciate job, the nice Gus. Calls there very much. I really appreciate that. Hey, let's stop for a minute and talk, because we got to give Steve some kudos here, because Steve does so much for the program and so generous that I want you to talk about the Dana Landing booth at the Fred Hall Long Beach show for a couple minutes. This is, of course, Steve that owns Dana Landing and East County Bait and Tackle. What's going on at that booth?
Yeah, well, you know, kind of the same thing we do. It's just a group of, like, basically corporate booths. You know, we have 130 square feet, and Maui Jim is probably our anchor thing, and, you know, they are bringing out their biggest display they have there. The past have had the Jimmy Jr. This is the Flying Jimmy. It's
the big one.
The booth is 20 feet by 26 feet is the actual display, so it's a monster.
That's a lot of glasses.
Yeah, like 300 different styles in there. Obviously, they're all for sale. You know, there's you can come try them all on. And on top of that, we're probably going to have, I think it's like 100 pairs of the Mai Mauis, which are the ones that, you know, not only you can get a different lens color with a different frame, which isn't the typical thing that you kind of special order, all three powers of readers.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
In yeah. different styles different that you styles. Can't buy off the website yep. or at Dana Landing normally.
Right.
Although you carry a lot of my Mauis.
Of colors. I don't do a lot of prescription. You know that. Yeah. And, I mean, excuse me, not prescription,
of
but
readers.
The readers. And
that's
so
what I wear.
They'll have a ton of them there. You can try them all on. Say, hey, I'm a 2.0, and you can try them all on and go, I like this or whatever. If not, we can order it for you.
This is the best time to get glasses like that if you're in the market, because you get to you're going to get a Maui Jim expert that's there helping you try the glasses on, or somebody like Steve or somebody from the that wears a lot of Maui Jims. The most important thing in a pair of glasses like that is fit, and you're going to get to virtually try every pair they have to one, find out what frame fits your face best. Then once you get that knocked down, you can talk with the experts there. Well, this is the type of fishing that I do, or this is the outdoor activity that I like to do. Well, okay, you know, maybe you want a bronze HCL lens, or, you know, well, gray is probably going to be best for you. So you're going to get to go through, find the one that fits right, find the one that looks right, then get the lens right. And you can only do that with that kind of inventory.
Right. And you'll be on sale. You have special opportunities.
Yep. You know, it's another one of those things you can't really advertise it, but we are going to have a gift with purchase, and I'll just say it's going to be a Yeti product.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Nice.
That's cool.
That's cheap.
So anyways, yeah, you know, I mean, it's all that stuff, MSRP, but we at the Choj, you can do a gift with purchase. So come see us on the Maui Gym. And then we also have Olokai, another just amazing, high-quality, great product.
Day.
And, yeah, I think we all have them on right now. And same type of thing. It's their corporate booth. And, you know, I think he has like 400 pairs. Same type of thing.
Yeah.
Not that you can't go into shops, but, you know, you can go try every size on, every color, you know, and, right. you know, buy them right there. Same type of thing, gift with purchase. And then, obviously, Lawrence will be there with Fishworks.
Nice.
You know, he has his big corporate booth. He brings out, you know, everything, and you can sit there and talk to Lawrence and do that whole process. And, you know, again, same type of thing. It's always like, I don't even know how he does it. Like, you know, you buy a T-shirt and he gives you a beanie. I mean, yeah. I don't know the deal, but I'm just like, wow. So, obviously, all the
great
show specials. Yep. And then we'll have Salty Crew again. So we'll have our
Salty Crew guys.
Two hats,
there.
A $40 deal on the Salty Crew hats, and some
Whoa.
T-shirts and that type of stuff. So, yeah.
Now, also, backing up to Maui Jim, they're bringing a couple of their big celebrities. Paul Hebert
yep.
from Wicked Tuna will be there.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to have him on the show on Sunday at our live broadcast from the Hyatt Regency on Sunday morning. Paul will be there with us, and he'll be in the Dana Landing Maui Jim booth. And then other celebrities too, right?
Yeah. So come on down and see Paul. I mean, I don't know if you've met him or not, but he's a great guy, a little bit of a character, but
a little bit
of a character. Yeah.
What are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He talks like you used to, right?
Yeah. But you know what? Those guys could wear any glasses, and they wear Maui Jim.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
They don't get checks or anything. You know, I mean, they have to pay for glasses, but any of them could, and they wear Maui Jim for a reason.
Yeah.
So.
It's gonna be great. Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
excited.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Mike. Anything to add to that?
Well, Captain Paul Hebert is instrumental in how well the Captain Rollis program has done over the last 5 or 6 years. He Harold mentioned it earlier. He He was became aware of the Frenzarello programs about 6 years ago at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. And because of his affiliation through Maui Jim and Mike Battistoni, and he's the one that came up with the idea of coming out and going fishing with some of the supporters of Rollo to raise money. And the very first year, it was just him. And it went so well, he said, well, next year I want to bring Captain Dave Marciano out, and we're gonna have two boats. And he did exactly that. And it was his idea to call the fundraiser Tuna Wars. And it is now going into its fifth year, plus the year Paul did it on his own. And the amount of money that we have raised as a result of the captain's reception and these fishing trips is unbelievable, how much money that he has personally raised for us with this program. And we're doing it again this year, June 25th through the 26th, out of Seaforth Landing. There'll be two boats. Captain Paul will be heading up Team Wicked Pissa, of course, and then Captain Dave Marciano will be heading up Team Hard Merchandise. And both of the boats are filling up much quicker than we have had in the last 5 years. So if you have interest in fishing with these guys and going out, Paul will be on the Tomahawk this year, and Dave will be on the Liberty.
Wow.
And if you want to go out and fish on a two-day trip and have the time of your life and laugh a lot, this is the way to do it.
And catch some fish, too, right?
Yeah.
They're going to catch fish. There's no question. And both of these guys are so gracious. They will stop whatever they're doing, and they pose with the fish. They sign autographs. They crack jokes. They tell stories, behind-the-scenes stuff of what goes on filming their TV show. And it is really, really a very, very special way to help us raise money for this program. But don't wait. If you're interested in doing that, get a hold of us and book your spots. They are going very, very quickly this year.
That's cool.
Indeed. So how does one book a spot? And also we should talk about the captain's meeting, too.
I would say the easiest way to do it is to send Howard, that was on the show a little while ago, an email, howard@rollokids.org. That's the best way to do it. Or just visit the Rollo website, which is CaptainRollos.org, and you will get all the information there on how to get a hold of us. But if you'll just send Howard a direct email, howard@rollokids.org, and say, hey, I'm interested in knowing more about the Tuna Wars trip, he will get you signed up. And it's June 25th through the 26th, leaving Seaforth Landing. And then that's going to be on a Monday night departure, a little bit different than it's been in the past. Monday night departure, coming back for the weigh-in Wednesday evening. The Sunday before that, which would, I guess that would be June 24th, we are going to change up the captain's reception from what it's been, and we're going to actually have it at Steve Pinard's facility right there at Dana Landing. And it's going to be a little bit different format than we've had, but the same great raffle and live auction, and all the people are invited, whether you're going on the trip or not. We're hoping by having it on a weekend in a more centrally located area that we're going to see a lot more people turn out and take advantage of the festivities. And Captain Paul and Captain Dave are there to sign autographs for anybody that's there. So it's a great, great opportunity to support the cause, whether you're going on the trip or not.
Wow, that's going to be great. So that's Sunday. What's the date?
That'll be June 24th. I believe we're going to do it about 3 o'clock. We haven't nailed down the exact details, but it'll start about 3 o'clock.
Are we going
on
to be
Sunday afternoon?
Selling tickets to that?
We will. We're not doing that yet, but we will be selling tickets for it. It will be open to anybody that would like to come in and sign up. You don't have to be going on the trip to enjoy that part of the program. And the raffles have been really, really exciting in the past. A lot of great stuff, and I expect it to be the same this year.
And don't forget to give the props to those two captains. I mean, those guys are busy enough between being commercial fishermen, between charters, bluefin fishing, TV. They don't have a whole bunch of extra time. And those two get on a plane from Boston, and that whole nightmare flying all the way across country to go fishing.
Yeah. Those guys are celebrities. They're big-time celebrities.
And their motivation is to let these kids go fishing on the West Coast. I'm not saying it matters. It's taking kids fishing, but it's not even like their buddies get to take them. I mean, it's just hats off to both of those guys.
No doubt.
Sure. I might also...
This is something that most people don't realize, but over the years, we have worked with a lot of celebrities when it comes to both fundraising and the Fred Hall shows. It is very difficult to work with a celebrity of any kind without having to go through their agent, which compounds the problems. It also usually compounds the costs. These guys do this totally on their own. We do not work through their agents. They are not paid to do this. This is totally out of the goodness of their hearts to come out and help this program. And we are just so fortunate to have them on our side with this thing, because it's really has. It's raised a tremendous amount of money.
Taking a lot of kids fishing. I might also add in the Dana Landing booth that Andy Mill, very big celebrity. He's known for giant tarpon on the fly. The nicest guy. I got the opportunity at ICAST to hang out with Andy. He's a former Olympic skier, was married to Chris Everett one time. Yeah, and just a cool guy. And he'll be in the Dana Landing booth, as well as being on our program on Saturday morning at the Hyatt Regency, too. So you don't want to miss.
He's also going to be doing a couple of presentations on the Mammoth Lake stage at the Long Beach show during the Fred Hall Long Beach show.
Wow.
And his topic is going to be how to properly pull on fish. And that sounds a little odd when you think about it, but whether it's freshwater trout fishing, which he is an expert in the Rocky Mountains, or whether it's tarpon in Florida or anything in between, the technique is the same. And he's going to show people exactly how to put pressure on fish to land them more efficiently with the tackle that we're using today. So that's going to be a very interesting presentation.
Indeed it will. Hey, another guy that's a big part of the show. In fact, he's got the name, Bart Hall. What's up, Bart?
Hi, Bart.
Good morning, guys. Morning. How are you?
Hey, nice to hear from you.
Hey, I'm wearing a sign around my neck right now, and that sign says, when you snooze, you lose.
Uh-oh. You didn't get in?
I'm going to an important event here at 10 o'clock this morning, and I had a shower and shave, and last night my hot water heater blew up. So I'm on my way to the country club to shower and shave, and I'm listening. I said, as soon as I get out of the car here, I'm going to text Tim Baker. And then you close the damn thing. So I think since Rick got in before me early, he ought to split that with me.
I got no problem with that at all, buddy. We can both go fishing with that rod on my boat.
Ah, there you go.
That's good. Well, anyway.
I know it's a busy time for you right now.
We love the Friends of Wallow Kids at Sea program, and it's a big part of what we've been talking about as we prepare for these shows. And it's great to hear that this went so well today. Congratulations, Mike. What a successful event.
All
thanks.
Right.
Thanks to everybody. It's just been great.
Yeah, well, thank you, Bart. And I know it's a big, big week. Of course, 1 week from today, our annual Bart Hall and John Ireland show, talking about the show. Are you ready for that?
Of course, I'm ready for that. I love it. I wish I could be there in person and smoke a cigar while I'm doing it.
Well, live at from the Long Beach show, Bart will be there. John Ireland will be in the studio, and it's going to be a great time.
Can't wait, Bart.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Bart. Hey, we'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. With that, it's time to find out what's biting on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide today. The Catch Report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location, order online at fishermansprocessing.com, or better yet, in just a couple of weeks, you're going to get to go right to the Fred Hall show, see that amazing booth right across from the Let's Talk Hookup booth, where you have an opportunity to buy all that stuff, especially that Fred Hall deal they were telling about us last week, including smoked fish, the jerky, and their smoked cheese for a killer deal. That is going to be a great
one. That's going to be a great one at the Fred Hall show, Long Beach, and they'll be at Del Mar too, but the Fisherman's Processing booth is going to be the place to be.
Yeah, it's going to be a very busy one for sure. Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is on the line. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, Pete, Rick, Mike, everybody that's there. Good morning. Good morning.
Hey,
you, buddy.
Hey, guys, I get to go to the Fred Hall show and talk to you guys. I'm pretty excited. My agent set it all up, so I'm really excited to come there and speak. But, hey, we had some calm weather.
What?
And look at what happened. As soon as the wind stopped blowing and the rain stopped flowing, the fish started biting again. Down below there, calling that area, that yellowtail started biting once they were able to get down there and go fishing again. And then big news, lots of squid out in Isers Reef, that area there. The squid showed up night before last. The guys caught squid there. And if you guys look historically, when that stuff shows up there around Isers, the Horseshoe area, somewhere in that zone, typically that big sea bass ends up showing up on that stuff. And I don't know if it's there or not, because you know the guys that fish sea bass are very, very secretive. But that is definitely worth taking a look at. Then a good friend of mine, Bill DePriest, was over at Catalina yesterday, fished up there on the west end with some live squid he got from one of the boats at the reef there, and he had a little go round on the sea bass up on the west end there. They went one for four, but the one that they got was only 27 inches, but he said the other fish were pretty big, but they didn't get them in the boat. But hey, watch what happens Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week, because that's the opening weekend of rock cod fishing, and there's going to be tons of coverage. Everybody's going to be out looking around, and I would not be surprised if they stumble into those bluefin again, because I don't think they went anywhere.
No. Okay.
I'm with you, buddy.
And right
like,
here.
That's what you say. We're going to get the boats out and looking, and there'll be guys offshore, and with the new depth restriction, guys will be out a little farther than norm. I'm totally with you.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's going to be good, Ricky. I'll be out there. I'll be calling you guys live from the water next Sunday, telling you what I see. So
awesome. Well, and we'll look forward to hearing your seminars and the Dave Hansen show. Are you bringing your agent with you to kind of coach you?
Yeah, Kelly will be there in the audience the whole time to make sure I don't get beat up.
I'll look forward to trying to not to drive over your carpet first thing in the morning on Monday.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right.
Laying carpet Monday
Dave,
morning.
Of course, fishdope.com has all the information. Dave feeds them constantly information. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And how do we find Dave Hansen?
Well, guys, got to check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. I've just added a whole new series on rockfish fishing, and we're going to top it off here on Wednesday with a handful of new spots for you to try once they open this rockfish thing up on Friday. So check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I will talk to you guys next Sunday from the water.
Sounds great. Appreciate that, Dave. We'll talk to you next
Thanks,
Sunday.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More great phone calls, more great bonus calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's time for the spectacular 73rd Annual Fred Hall Show, March 6th to the 10th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world's largest fishing show, one of the nation's premier boat shows, and a world-class international fishing and hunting travel show. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show. Nearly 1,000 booths, acres of boats, over 400 seminars, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, Daiwa Saltwater Tank, Accurate Fishing Main Seminar Stage, Hobie Kayaks Fishing Theater, the 805 Vero Kuma Bass Tank, the Ultimate Air Dogs, Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, a giant marine electronics section, free dive, scuba dive, off-road, fly fishing, air gun ranges, casting, Hobie Test Rides, Sewer Discs, Great American Duck Races, and so much more. Kids free, kids fish free. Support CCA Cal and get in free at the Fred Hall Show, March 6th to the 10th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of Shimano products: Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Therez, Stella, Saragossa, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and the all-new exciting Tranx 200 Reel. The Fisherman's Landing Landing staff has used Shimano products for years and knows your needs. Come visit the most spectacular booth in our history, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right. Chris Stanley is on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Hey, Chris. Doing great. We've raised a lot of money to take kids fishing with Fred Zarallo, thanks to our listeners out there and the fishing public. And you've taken advantage of these trips, haven't you?
Absolutely. This is my 15th year with the program.
Wow.
That's
fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah, 15 years of getting kids out on the water and getting them hooked on fishing and not on their iPads or their little computer games.
Yeah, no kidding. So tell us about what that means to these kids. Tell us about some great stories.
Sure. I have two stories right off the bat here. One's kind of the generic story some of the fishermen out there will chuckle about. That's our friendly sea lions. Each one of these trips, and the kids go out to that bait barge, we'll pull up alongside of it, and the kids will see the sea lions there and get very excited to see them. As we fishermen look at that, may not see that same excitement. These kids have that excitement to see those sea lions. The deckhands will often look at me kind of funny, like, Stanley, are you serious? Enjoy the moment, guys. And as soon as we go around the corner and start fishing, and the sea lions show up again, that attitude changes so quickly. And the kids are like, now I see why the deckhands are looking at you funny, Mr.
Stanley. Oh, training them right?
That's funny.
Yeah, they're learning, yeah, for sure.
They are. The second story I have is kind of it's a fun one. This last year we're out fishing the pike, and JD of the Fisherman 3 had us lined up perfectly to catch some great rockfish. And I had these nine girls standing on the rail. Their focus was mackerel. And JD walks up to me, he's like, hey, Stanley, why aren't they fishing the bottom? Why aren't they going after these rockfish? And I'm like, right now they're enjoying the mackerel. This is their experience. This is their fun. This is their moment. Remember when we got hooked on fishing, bluegill, sunfish, mackerel. This is their bluegill, their sunfish. And these girls are just pulling one after the next over the rail, giving each one a kiss and getting that Photoshop from me so that way I can send those pictures to friends of Rollo. And what an amazing experience. These kids just really enjoy it.
That's
wow.
Cool.
Wow. Well, I know you work closely. And, Mike, you want to chime in here?
Well, Dave, if you would, just explain to the listeners what you do for a living and how you take these kids fishing. I think what you do is so special. I'd like for them to understand a little bit more of how it works.
Sure. As far as I put in a request at the beginning of school year, and then I set up a transportation in advance, and then the kids all see the pictures in my classroom. I have along my top wall each year kind of participate in the program, and I discuss with the kids that grades and behavior get you on these trips, boys and girls, and nothing else. If you have your grades up there, your behavior is doing well, fantastic, you can participate in this trip. And every year these kids see it, even the younger ones, the siblings come up and see it, and the rapport that's developed with these kids is phenomenal. It just, they see a teacher who's willing to take kids out fishing. and the support that we get from Friends of Rollo just capitalizes.
And they look forward. The younger kids look forward to getting to your grade level, so they have a chance of going. Is that right?
Absolutely. And so do the dads. You'd be so. I mean, it's so amazing. These dads that want to chaperone these trips as well. They're pushing their kids. They're like, I see you, Mr. Stanley. I see what's going on here, and they want to push their kids as well. Boys and girls alike. It doesn't matter.
Cool.
So
it's
not
so
only
awesome.
Do the kids
it's
get
so
a,
awesome.
Their first opportunity to actually go out on the ocean and see the marine resources that we have and learn how to fish a little bit, but the year it takes for them to earn their way on this trip gives them an incentive to do better in school. I can't think of a better scenario than that. It's awesome.
Indeed. Well, Chris, thank you for all you do and taking your kids fishing on your school. And keep it up, and we'll keep raising money to take those kids fishing for you.
Thank you, guys, and thank you to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program. I really appreciate what Michael M., Howard Coolidge, Tony G., Harold Davis, and Dennis Yamamoto do for the program. They do a lot for kids. Thank you.
Great job.
All right, Chris. Thanks,
Dave.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that very much, and indeed. Lots of good stuff. Let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
Well, jam-packed they definitely are. How about this time we talk to Lou, who's calling us from Fullerton. Lou, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hi, Lou.
Hey, with a show like this, why wouldn't anybody hang in there, right, guys?
Yeah,
man.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, Ricky, after me, there was 48 left.
All right.
Nice.
Guys. Well, I'm glad you slid in, buddy. Right on. Good job.
Yeah, I talked to Tim right about a little after, a couple of minutes after 7, so we talked face-to-face, and we're all in. Hey, my question is to Mike and all the other fellas there for Rollo's would do a great job over the years. I mean, consistently, and I think about it, and this is my 40th, and I don't remember having anything like this from anybody of any type of drawing, any type of enhancements to buy something other than whatever was there. What I noticed when I walked the floors here every, you know, 5 days every year is the roller boots. You have, I think, two that I'm aware of. How come we don't have a couple of more? Because the ones that I do see, the people are backed up, you know, 3-4 deep, and I know Roy Rose, man, his arm gives away, and I think he gets carpal tunnel syndrome because he's really trying to take care of everybody. And that's just my suggestion, and hopefully in the future we'll see four or five booths throughout the center taking those tickets.
Yeah.
I love your attitude, Lou. Thank
yeah.
you.
Lou's well, always been very generous.
One reason is for sure volunteer. So, Lou, you want to sign up for next year?
I mean, hey, we're at the show, yeah. If the center lets me work, my job, no problem.
Yeah, Lou's our head phone guy that always makes sure that we're up and running. We always look forward to seeing Lou every year. That during the setup time, Lou's always there making sure we're up and running.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks, Lou,
That's
for all
right,
you do. Appreciate the call this morning. Let's go and jump back into it.
You got it. Well, the phones are packed up. We're going to next talk to Chris, who's calling us from Claremont this morning. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Good morning, guys. I had a couple of questions. One, have they ever considered taking the kids out on a lobster trip? And the other one is, how do I get involved in volunteering?
It's a good idea. A lobster trip would be pretty fun for those kids. Mike, Harold?
Well, I think part of the problem with the lobster trips is that, there's a couple reasons that we probably wouldn't be able to pull that off, although I guess anything's possible if we plan on it. We try to take most of these trips on half-day trips, which run typically during the hours that we can get the kids to and from the landings.
Right. Yeah.
That's one of the challenges.
And lobsters crawl at night, so that's a difficult situation.
Yeah. So as far as getting involved, again, I'll give out Howard's email address, howard@rollokids.org. He is the coordinator for most of our volunteers. He is involved in every event that we do. And so if you have something that you'd like to help us with, he can steer you in the right direction based on the time of the year and where you live.
Very good. And how does he volunteer?
I would simply contact Howard and have a conversation with him and find out what time frame he's looking for and where he lives, and then Howard can tell him what's coming up that he could be helpful with, because we have lots and lots of events and we have lots of things we need people's help.
We need lots
so
of volunteers.
He's always looking.
Yeah,
he's always
indeed.
Looking for good people.
Thanks.
I've always wanted to help Rollo's fund, and
well,
I figured this is a way to
contact Howard. Well, he'll take care of you. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Dr. Barbara Block's on the line. Good morning, Dr. Block. Dr. Block? Adam, do we have Dr. Block?
I got it.
Oh, there
okay,
we are.
Good morning.
Ah, good morning. All right.
Morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate the time. And you're spending some time down in Southern California here this Thursday at the Bowboy Yacht Club talking bluefin tuna, right?
Right. I'm going to come down and try to get Southern California excited about the Tag a Giant program we're running with the Balboa Angling Club and CCA and try to get some knowledge about Pacific bluefin tuna out to the public.
And so tell us about that Tag a Giant program.
Well, Tag a Giant is a program to tag bluefin to learn more about what they do in both the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean. And we've been tagging here in the Pacific with the team aboard the Shogun for about since 2000. And so we've done a lot of small fish from 2 to 4 years of age. And what we're trying to do is take the techniques we used off North Carolina in the 1990s, where we tagged almost 1,000 fish to really get the large fish tagged in large numbers. So to tag a fish, we can go out with a group of boats, have one tag boat, and then have everybody try to catch some bluefin. And we have a transfer technique that allows us to toss a leader to your boat with a tennis ball, hook up your fish, bring it to the boat, and put in some very nice jewelry that tells us where the fish go in the ocean.
And what have you learned from these tags?
Well, it depends exactly what you want to know, but over here in the Pacific, we're trying to understand how the cycle of bluefin works from the perspective of our coast. So we know that fish that have been tagged at the ages of 2 to 4 are staying here up to 6 years. Some go back across the Pacific, leaving in the spring months, and they may go offshore and come back like a ping pong movement. Others go all the way to the Emperor Seamounts and come back, and then others go off to Japan. And the key story of the last few years is we're focusing on the bigger fish off San Clemente. And when we tag these fish, we're trying to find out at what age do fish go to spawn and where do they go to the spawn? Are they going to the waters off Japan to spawn or are they going to the waters off Taiwan? And the key question is at what age are the tuna off California and Mexico, what age are they going back to their spawning grounds? And lately, when we tag these 6, 7, and 8-year-olds, we're seeing most of them are moving over at about 8 years of age.
Interesting. All right. And how big is that fish at 8 years of age?
Well, that's mostly a fish in the 250-pound class, the 300-pound class. Mm-hmm. So a pretty challenging fish to get to the back of the boat, to get the tag in properly so it stays. The instruments cost about $4,000 to $5,000 a piece. So we've got to put them on very carefully in order to get that 1 year tracked. But doing this first in the Atlantic, where we've tagged probably 1,400 fish now. We've helped lead the way there into understanding the movement of fish off Canada and to the Gulf of Mexico and to the Mediterranean. And what we're trying to do is bring the same really top core science here where we can actually begin to feed into models the proper biology of the bluefin tuna.
Wow. So how does the Pacific bluefin tuna differ from the Atlantic bluefin tuna?
That's a good question, and we know a lot about that because we're sequencing the genomes of both fish, trying to learn that question, and asking evolutionarily when did they separate. So they're super closely related, and that's why they're called northern bluefin tunas. And believe it or not, they're one of the most recent evolutionary fish on the planet. So they're almost as young as our species, man and women. And these fish have only recently split into these two different species that occupy the Atlantic and the Pacific. There's a third bluefin called the southern bluefin. And as everybody knows, these fish are favored for their delectable taste and their ruby red flesh for sushi.
Indeed. So are we ever going to see a 500-pound bluefin in our waters here?
Well, that's a good question. I think we should just go 50 to 100 pounds at a time. So basically a bluefin tuna. A bluefin puts on about 50 to 100 pounds a year, depending upon how it's feeding. We're in what I call a cold cycle, and the cold cycle is what's bringing us these anchovies. So the oceans are subject to a lot of variability, but they have some long-term cycles, and the cycle that we're in is called the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, and we're in the cold side of that cycle. And what that means is that the waters are more productive, and when the waters are more productive, we tend to see anchovy in higher numbers than sardine. And so many of you can remember the sardine cycle. There was tons of sardines when I started catching fish around here in the 1990s and the early millennium. But now we've really been in this thick anchovy cycle for a bit. And that's probably what's causing the Pacific bluefin tuna to be so retentive to our coast. So what we want to hope for is more of that cycle and not the warm cycle. And so there is some evidence that we might be flipping back to the warm cycle, but it's not clear yet whether it's just another El Nino or whether we're actually in the process of a big change. So while we have the cold cycle, I could expect that today, I could predict that we'll see 400-pound tunas, you know, here in our waters, and then we might look for 450. But in general, these fish are going to move back to spawn once they get to their 8 years of age, which is really in the 350, you know, top bulk class.
That zone there. So are we going to have a bluefin tuna season in your forecast here like we had last year?
I'm going to go out on a limb and forecast an excellent bluefin tuna season, except that there is some just some signs of warming happening right now. And so I think where the models are oscillating right this second is, are we going to have a warm period that extends into a true El Nino? So right now we're in a slightly positive phase of El Nino, slightly warmer than normal. And there is some evidence in the models that's suggesting it's going to go even warmer. And if it does that, you know, it's hard to predict what's going to happen. But right now, if it would stay in this cool cycle and the anchovies present in a thick way, then we'd be sure that we'd be retentive to the bluefin. There was some really nice young year classes last year in the water. And what everybody wants to see is you want to see a lot of variety of size. You want to see the 20-pounder, the 40-pounder, the 80-pounder, the 120, and the 200-pounders, and then you're going to have the year class that's smaller come up and be the year class of the future year.
Wow,
that's really
cool.
Important to remember that recruitment requires all these younger year classes, and last year we had a lot of differential in body size out there.
Yeah, wow. Well, I don't want to give it all away, but you just have to go see Dr. Block and Paul Fishbaum, who's helping with the tagging program, and, of course, Bill Shedd at the Balboa Yacht Club. $28 dinner. The event is basically free. It's a CCA event. They have street parking. And if you want to go see Dr. Block this Thursday at the Balboa Yacht Club there in Newport, reservations at BalboaYachtClub.com. You need to RSVP. Reservations at BalboaYachtClub.com. Let them know you want to attend the event, and let them know that you want to have dinner, which is just $28 per person. That's going to be a fantastic thing. Dinner begins at 6 p.m. Presentation begins at 7 o'clock. And Dr. Block, we really appreciate you taking the time to be on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Good luck on Thursday. I know it's going to be a fascinating thing, and we can't wait to catch some more bluefin tuna here.
All right, great. I hope to see you there.
All right. Thanks very much for the time.
You.
Appreciate that very much. Wow. What a fast couple hours.
Oh, that was amazing right there, wasn't it?
I mean, we had a lot to put in, right, Mike?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Harold, we want to thank Mike Lum, Harold Davis, for your contributions and staying with us here, and all the people that contributed this morning. So once again, the big push coming up next is Fred Hall Show, right, Mike?
That it is. It's right around the corner, and everybody is excited. I really get the vibe that this is going to be one of the best show seasons we've had in a very long time, and we've had a couple really good ones back-to-back. So this is I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it starts, of course, a week from Wednesday at the Long Beach Convention Center. The list of prizes for the Rollo Raffle it seems almost endless. And so if you buy a raffle, if you bought raffle tickets today, you were lucky enough to get into the Rollo program there. And if you haven't, if you're going to buy tickets at the show, there's going to be great deals at the show. The Spin the Wheel, there'll be several booths at the show, right?
We have one very large booth this year rather than having two locations.
Oh, okay.
One very large booth, and we'll have it all in under one area. The wheel will be there. You know, we sell a lot of trips, and we sell a lot of different things that we have right there at the booth, and Howard will be spearheading that. And in the event, and we won't know this here for a little while, in the event that we have any of these packages today, that fall out, maybe a credit card doesn't clear or somebody doesn't follow up or whatever. If you're interested, I would check by that booth and just go see Howard and say, hey, are there any of those Win a Rod packages left? And if there are, I don't know that there will be, but if there are, he will take care of you on that.
When are we going to draw the winner of Rollo's Rod?
We're going to do that on the last day of the Del Mar show, just before we do the grand annual raffle.
Okay, so yeah, if you bought tickets, you're going to have to wait till the end of the Del Mar show. Fantastic. And of course, where is that booth, that giant booth in Long Beach, going to be for Rollo?
You know where the Iserline fishing coach is, or the freshwater bass tank, the 805 Okuma bass tank, it's kind of when you go in the main exhibit hall, it's off to the right. Down on that end of the building, and you can't miss it. There'll be a sign hanging above it, and it was in the same location last year, so it's okay. The same spot it was last year.
Very good. Well, Mike Lum, thank you for all you do. You're a tremendous asset, and all these kids have a big hats off to you for sure. And Harold Davis, all that you do, thank you for all your generous support. And you'll be at the Fred Hall Show, right?
I will be at the Fred Hall Show, and I'll be at the Rollo booth or the CCA booth or maybe even your booth.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thanks, gentlemen. We appreciate it. And thanks for your time. And thanks for helping make this a huge success for raising kids, taking kids fishing.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky person's going fishing on the San Diego. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Yamaha Outboards Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. We have the most complete selection of Penn reels in our massive booth, including the Penn Fathom and the redesigned Penn International. That's Penn Reel and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner of the full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing, that is going to Bob in Lakeside. Bob, congratulations. You're going to be one of the first to get to fish on the newly redone San Diego.
All right. Steve Pinard, Dana Landing, of course, once again, the Dana Landing booth, the place to be. Paul Hebert, Andy Mill, and Steve Pinard, all those celebrities will be there. And Mike Battistoni.
Yep, flying him in too, so yeah. Come by and see us.
Maui Jim, Olakai, Fishworks, Salty Crew, and Great Deals.
Yep.
Well, yeah, and free gifts and other surprises that be coming up.
That's what the show's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't
all right.
Wait, buddy.
Well, we'll look forward to it. And, of course, Dana Landing, next to the Dana launch ramp across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. And where's East County Bait and Tackle?
Right at the end of the 67 in Lakeside.
All right. So. Don't want to miss it. All right. And danalanding.com.
Yep.
And you can get it all right there.
Hey, thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah. Thank you for all you do for Rollo there. We appreciate that. And, again, thanks to Mike Lum and Harold Davis and everybody out there. And thank you all for the generous donations this morning to help us take kids fishing. Thanks to Adam for what he did today. It was a busy day for Adam and all of us there, so thank you for that. And thanks to the one and only Tim Baker for what he's doing right now in rounding up all that stuff. And we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday and Sunday, a busy week. Robbie Gant from Shimano will be here next Saturday. That's going to be a great show, 7 to 9 a.m. And then next Sunday, Bart Hall from the Fred Hall Show and John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. It's our pre-Long Beach Spectacular next Sunday. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.